I am the system of this show.
Was not really good. He is the system here at 95.7 The Game. But attendance. Trent Williams is not in attendance. Obviously, he wants a big deal. And, you know, I'm seeing this text. You know, to me, 707, to me, Trent Williams is out of pocket. He was the highest paid when he signed the contract. But again, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Okay.
And when Trent Williams is playing at a high level as an all-pro, and he's going to be on a top one, what is he going to be in the top 10, top 5, in the top 100, and that means something to a lot of people, especially fans and these players. Well, he's like, he's looking at this new money getting thrown around. It's like, oh, hold up. I'm not walking into the season week one against the New York Jets as the sixth highest paid offensive lineman in football. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on, John Lynch. We got to bump it up. So the Niners just said, hey, look, we know this was happening. We knew we were prepped for this. We were talking about it. Then what the hell is taking so long?
Well, we do this thing in football where it's like, well, you could cut a guy at any time. It's like the Niners were trying to cut Jimmy G for like 3 years.
Yep.
And when the way the contract was structured, because at the time he had leverage, they couldn't. Yep. Right? Remember that? They literally couldn't. They couldn't get rid of the guy. So like there's a happy medium here. I'm not saying that like that guys can't get what they think that they're worth, but like, where do we draw the line, I guess, is the question that I keep coming back to. I had a good year. Five other guys signed. Like, does every year, every contract need to be renegotiated? Because it sure feels like that. Well, it just feels like
that. If you're a big player, by the way, some breaking news in the NBA, after 14 seasons, Gordon Hayward is retiring. Hayward, 2017 NBA All-Star in Utah. Wow. Obviously played for the Jazz, Celtics, Hornets, Thunder, had the gruesome injury day one of his Celtics tenure against the Cleveland Cavaliers where he had that gruesome injury early in that basketball game. Gordon Hayward retiring from the game of basketball. All right, back to football here. Trent wants the bag. Ayuk wants the bag. What's going on with the 49ers here and there? Let's start with this. Let's have some fun. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HU1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We're going to talk a lot about Brock Purdy today. And not necessarily his money, but some of his Tom Brady quotes. And in the top 100, Brock Purdy named the 28th best player on the top 100 list. Too high, too low, just right. Now, he's above some big-time names. One being Joe Burrow. Fair? Not fair?
Well, are we basing this off last year?
If we're basing it off last year, I think maybe he's too low.
Well, okay, like the top 100, are they saying like based off what you did last year and then going into this year?
Well, the players vote on it. Players vote on it. Joe, top 100 is usually based off of the last season, right? Because guys drop out, guys drop in, guys drop out.
So if it's based on last year,
so if it's based on last year, well, if it's based on last year, then.
Bro was hurt.
If it's based on last year, Brock Purdy's too low on this list.
Yeah, but you have guys like, for example, like Fred Warner, I believe, was 11 on the list. And I mean, so there, it's not just quarterbacks. It's like old players.
No, I understand.
So if I was doing the ranking like on the Niners, like, and I don't know where he's going to end up landing, but like CMC's clearly the best player on the Niners. And if you want to say Fred Warner is, you know, 15 slots higher, give or take, then Brock Purdy, fine. If they flip-flop, I'd be fine with that too. Like, people are going to dilute Purdy because he plays with a lot of really good players. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's real. The fact that he's 28, to me, is it's pretty respectful. I think it's pretty respectful. I don't think it's anything to be outraged over.
Well,
do you?
I'm not going to be outraged over it because it's a list voted on by the players. But it is too low. Brock Purdy was one of the 20 best players in all of football last year, in my opinion. One of the 20 best players in football. I don't care what position. You throw all these positions in a pot. Brock Purdy, in my opinion, was top 20.
Well, let's just go to the Niners.
Hold on one second. Because Ayuk was 66. Now, you look at the top 20, and or 20 through 11. C.J. Stroud was 20. Roquan Smith, Baltimore, is 19. Justin Jefferson was 18 despite missing a ton of games. Micah Parsons was 17, down from 8 a year ago. Dak Prescott, 16th on this list. Dak Prescott, 16th.
Well, I think
Jalen Hurts, 15th.
Well, that.
George Kittle, 14. CeeDee Lamb, 13. Josh Allen, 12. Fred Warner, 11.
So to me, that's like, obviously, we're baking in resume when we're doing these things.
No, but it's based off the last season.
I'm saying the players are going to have, like, well, they're going to give Justin Jefferson the benefit of the doubt. And I don't agree with it, but what they're probably saying is like, well, Dak doesn't have an all-pro running back. Dak doesn't have an all-pro tight end. Dak doesn't have an all-pro left tackle. Like, that's, I'm just telling you how players around the league do the evaluations.
I don't know how they do the, I don't know how players do the evaluations.
Dak and Hurts, I don't know how the players,
I'm not going to speak for the players and how they do the evaluations. They spoke it off of what happened last year. I didn't watch the video montages. I'll do that over the weekend where they do the little 3-minute montages on each player, which I always love. Those are always great. I never forget the top 100 all-time list when they went to Randy Moss. And I was like, wow, this guy was great. It's just like, yeah, of course he was great. But you look at the videos, they're like, damn, this guy was real. But Purdy was in the top 5 in MVP voting, right? What did he finish, number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Finished number 3 in MVP voting.
Based off the whatever, AP or whatever, the writers.
Brock Purdy, in my opinion, had a better season than Dak Prescott. I don't care who was surrounding him on the football field. It is what it is. Dallas Cowboys throw the ball a lot more than the 49ers. And you look at Brock Purdy maximizing his pass attempts. Brandon Ayuk maximizing his targets. Christian McCaffrey, of course, maximizing all his touches. But if it's based off last season, how the hell could a player say that Dak had a better year? Or forget Dak. Jalen Hurts is 15th on this list. Jalen Hurts have a better year than Brock Purdy?
No, and he has weapons too.
He has a lot of...
No.
A.J. Brown could arguably be a top 5 wide receiver. Devontae Smith arguably could be a top 10 wide receiver. If Dallas Goedert is healthy, he arguably could be a top 10 tight end. His offensive line, Lane Johnson, Dickerson, Jason Kelce last year, his line was legit. And DeAndre Swift ain't no chump at running back. So Jalen Hurts is 15th. Brock Purdy's 28th. My argument is Brock Purdy's too low.
Well, I think, okay, and again, that's fine. 28 is fine. I have zero issue with it.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just,
I know, but here's what I would say to you. When the players do this, I don't think players grind all 17 weeks of film for every single player. Like, it's, hey, did we play you? Am I watching you? And I think that if you think about a couple of the standalone games, not the Sunday night games, because I'm not sure how many guys on Sunday night are fully tapped in.
Oh, these players watch. You see the receiver, Doc? These players are all watching other games.
No, I know.
They're watching everything.
But they're also celebrating on Sunday nights and stuff.
But they watch football. And then you got to think, a lot of these teams play each other.
But this is
Or, for example, not to cut you off, but these players are watching film. They may not play the 49ers, but they may be watching an opponent that plays the 49ers. Yeah. So you know they're sitting there thinking, oh, wow, you see what Purdy was doing to the defense?
But I'm going back to him. What I'm saying is that the standalone game that really sticks out, I think, for a lot of people – it's probably the game against Baltimore because everybody's at home. They're with their families. They're in front of the television. You know, that was a big time game, right? It was a lot of people were watching. It's the Baltimore Ravens versus the San Francisco 49ers. And I think a lot of people probably watched the Green Bay game on Saturday night in the playoffs. And so I do believe that that's going to be baked into some of these evaluations.
What about the Cowboys game on Sunday Night Football?
I mean, that was so early in the season, you know. I think people forget about it.
I'm not saying it's right. Yeah, no, I hear you. But like all these players watch. These players watch. They're watching.
But don't you also think that players, and this is where like players are going to be the last to come around on someone who's a guts and guile, you know, instincts kind of a guy. The physical freaks always amongst players, like, wow, that guy's an absolute monster. Those guys always get elevated.
Maybe. But you hear the players talk about Brock Purdy. So many players have come to Brock Purdy's defense. So many players have come to Brock Purdy's defense saying, this guy's a good quarterback. This guy's a really good quarterback. A ton of players, high-level players, high-profile players. This guy's a good quarterback. So, look, this list is not the end-all, be-all. It'd be motivation for Brock Purdy. It's fun. The players vote for it, whatever. I had stopped watching the top 100 for a while because, like, all right, it's a little jaded. I don't want to get too worked up over it. But when I did see the list yesterday, I was like, wow, Jalen Hurts, 15th.
Well,
Dak Prescott, 16th.
Forget the quarterback.
It's just 28th. I just don't think there was 27. I'm not going to say Brock Purdy's number one, but I do believe Brock Purdy's one of the 20. One of the best 20 players in the league last year.
So Kittle's in front of him and Warner's in front of him.
Yep.
I don't think Kittle's season, even though I know blocking and respect and there's all these, I don't think Kittle's season was better than Purdy's. So I don't think Kittle should be higher than Purdy. If we're just going there,
okay,
right?
Okay, let's go
there. Like, just go in there.
I agree.
Like, Fred Warner, man,
Fred Warner had a DPOY type season.
He had a monster
I got no
year.
Problem with Fred Warner.
To me, they should be closer, right? In the numbers. I don't think that, and I'm not trying to rip Kittle. I thought Kittle had a really good bounce back. Actually, it was a great season. I mean, he had a great season. I thought Purdy had an outstanding season. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And like, so if we're saying like, who would I flip-flop? Forget the quarterbacks. I just flip-flop Purdy and Kittle.
So you're going to go down to who's the five best players or whatnot of Niners last year? Well, McCaffrey's one.
Uh-huh.
Brock Purdy's in the conversation. No order.
I think Brock's overall season was better than Trent's overall season.
Wow.
I don't think it's a knock on Trent.
So you believe Brock Purdy's one of the five best
Niners?
The one
game that sticks out to me is like, you know, the Super Bowl. And that's not fair to Trent. But like, I'm probably, like, I know I have a left tackle. Oh my God. I get quarterback is even more important than left tackle to me. And on this team, it just is. I don't know. That's the way I view it. So that's fine. But again, we're splitting hairs. You want to take Trent too?
No, I didn't take Trent too. I just said Trent too.
Yeah,
but I have no particular order.
But I'm not taking Ayuk season over Purdy.
No.
And Ayuk had a great year.
So you kind of proving my point now.
Yeah,
you're kind of coming around to what my original point was, that Brock Purdy was one of the 20 best players in the NFL last year and should be higher on this list.
Yeah, but once you get into the top 30, there's so many great players.
There are. But when I look at Dak and I look at Jalen Hurts being 15, I'm saying Purdy's not in the top 20.
Well,
CJ Stroud's up there 20.
Well, that's another one. Like, look at CJ Stroud's numbers. So to me, what are they baking into? Well, look, he's playing on the Texans and he's a rookie. And so like they're putting more into it than just who was better last year.
Yep. So I'm looking at primetime games. They played the New York Giants Thursday Night Football. Brock Purdy started cooking. They destroyed them. Dallas, they destroyed them. Minnesota was a bad loss.
I forgot
two interceptions.
Monday
Night Football, that was a bad loss.
Yeah.
But you had Thanksgiving at Seattle.
That was a great win. He was good and Rick really good to great in that game.
Philadelphia game.
I mean, he was awesome. But I think a lot of people were like, Debo. But I think Purdy was amazing in that game.
Yeah, Debo was special in that game. So, you know, you got things happening there. But, you know, Purdy, 408, you guys, another thing to stop with this Purdy nonsense. He's a glorified game manager. So,
but he had a great year. Like, okay, you want to say he's a great game manager?
Well, like, we're going to take some calls to the other side.
He had a spectacular season.
So, you know, top 100, is Brock Purdy too high, too low? Get your thoughts on that. We'll play some of the sound he had with Tim Kawakami the other day on the podcast, where he talked about the Brady situation and wasn't necessarily happy about that. And the practice reports. Where are we at with practice reports? I want to ask the fans, how do you consume the practice reports? Who's your go-to reporter when it comes to practice reports? Who is it? Do you trust the information you're gathering? Do you care about the interceptions?